Hello and welcome to Radio Clash 116, and this is the Born to Synthesize edition. Yes, it's sunny in the UK still, and some sunny tunes. Oh yes.
Fresh to death she is, from her steps to her set she is, so death might not let me live, you dig? Fresh, yes she is, had a feeling that it would be a day like this, the orchestra in my mind, don't play like this, nah, but I'm prepared for it, got a little red for it, brushed off my ears, even cut my hair for it, cause normally I don't care for it, don't even be looking for like that, then there go it, yeah, right over there, so I prepared to pour it, little scared, my stare lowered, mama said have no fear, plus I'm already out of my chair, gather up my ears on my square from here forward, it's nothing right, so here go it, whisper in the ears, kinda crowded in here, wish you cared to blow it, she said yeah,
you're my sunshine, you're my moonlight, you're the starry skies above me, won't you please come down and hug me, think I found love in this club tonight, whoa, whoa,
never met her before, but I think I like her like a metaphor. Hard to get in the car we sit. From the intro, she rolled down the window just in case I was a schizo. I compliment her on the common sense. I'm calm, a little more confident. And then we lose consciousness. She says that I've been waiting for you, and I know you've been chasing me too. Since they kidnapped me from a castle, I've been thinking of you. I told a fire-breathing dragon, he bet not harm me or be sorry when he meets my one-man army. And thou hast come to rescue me, my knight in shining armor, yes you be. Woken up by the horn of an SUV, I said see, too beautiful to let you sleep. You're my sunshine,
you're my sunshine, you're my moonlight, the starry skies above me, won't you please come down and hug me, think I found love in this club tonight, whoa, whoa,
relationship is just 30 minutes long, it's kinda heavy, maybe a little strong, gonna take much more than once, can't trust what each of us say, at least for a month, or two, before I bid you adieu, do this one thing for me. Out of the trillions of numbers that's in the world, just leave me a few, they'll lead to you. Won't be long and I'll see you in the morning.
You're my sunshine, sunshine. You're my moonlight, you're the starry skies above me. Won't you please come down and hug me? Think I found love in this club tonight.
Hello and welcome to Radio Clash, and that's Lupe Fiasco, of course, with Sunshine, and I'm playing that today because I was walking around, it's Sunday, and I was walking around Hampstead Heath listening to that in the sun. It's been 25 degrees today, and or some 20-odd degrees. It's been warm and sunny all weekend. Apparently other parts of the world, like America, are freezing cold, but as I spoke to Jeb in the show we did for the hijack, we did Fry Motor Away, apparently it's quite cold out there. More of that later. It's been strangely sunny and warm for April. usually it's sort of icy and cold and wet. Usually it rains a lot in April in UK. I can only think this is probably global warming, but it's pretty cool. And it's nice to wander around all the greenery and just sort of soak up the vibes and listen to a lot of sunny tunes. So you will hear quite a lot of sunny tunes in this particular show, and some otherwise. I went on a big CD splurge, which I'm kind of slightly regretting, since I then realised that my current employer has been very tardy in paying me. So yeah, as I said, I've bought loads of CDs, lots of London Electricity, so you're going to be treated to two London Electricity tracks, one in a minute, quite a lot of dub, a lot of Trojan dub, bought three Trojan box sets, and I've bought, Ed Banger Recordings 2, so you'll hear some from that later, and I've also got original hip-hop selection, you'll hear some from that, some really old-school hip-hop, and lots of Public Enemy. And you'll hear some Public Enemy later as well, and I blame Angus Herring for that. It's kind of, yes, because he lent me a nation, it takes a nation of millions, so I've now got Fear of a Black Planet and Apocalypse 91. Try saying that on a slight bit of red wine. So, we're going to have some a real mixture, drum and bass, electro, a few mashups, some slower stuff, some stuff from blogs. Usual shit. I think rather than nattering on for too long, I'm going to go straight into London Electricity. This is Different Drum, and what I like about this is that it's the lyric is very pertinent. If you listen, the nice thing about London Electricity is they do drum and bass tracks you can listen to. I mean, yeah, I know Pendulum and Scientific you can listen to, but most of the time, a lot of drum and bass seems to be very kind of, you know, oh here, you know. Sort of in like very like hard, lots of more Dillinger type sort of squelchy stuff, and that's really good for dancing, and you can listen to it, but you get a little bit bored after a while. And what I like about London Electricity, although the stuff might not necessarily work on dance floors, which I was talking to Juggernaut, otherwise known as Shiggy, who DJs to students, and she doesn't DJ, she loves London Electricity, but she can't DJ it because of that very reason. It's not kind of hard enough for the real drum and bass heads. But it's not kind of like Ronnie Size wankathon jazz. It sort of sits nicely in the middle, and the lyrics are always incredibly intelligent.
Sheltered me from harm, kept me warm, kept me warm. You gave my life to me, set me free, set me free. The finest years I ever knew, all the years I have with you. And I would give anything I own, give up my life, my heart, my own. And I would give anything I own just to have you back again. Someone you know that won't let you go and taking it all for granted. You may lose them one day, someone takes them away, and you don't hear a word they say. And I would give anything I own, my own, and I would give anything I own just to have you back again, just to talk to you words again.
About letting you know. snap a second time. After that, I guarantee you will be standing next to me. Left or right side, take your pick. But girl, you've got to make it quick. Baby, 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 I know I drive you crazy. MCs know me as my chick. Girls, hold on to me tightly. Warm personality, that's why they get close to me. Try them best to drive me wild. Say they want to bear my child. I go away, they say come back.
Why?
Why? Because I gotta like that.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Because I gotta like that.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Because I gotta like that.
Because
I gotta like that.
Like how?
Like that.
No problem.
Why?
Because I got it like that. A baby bear beat and an African rap. A partner by my side, Sammy B is on the cut. Your DJ chillin' chill, but hey, so what? Got this in my pocket, Vine in my hand. I got it like that, but you still don't understand. It comes to me natural, it comes to me easy. I just lay back and let the big beat lead me. I never worked a day in my life. Single jungle brother, no kids, no wife. 100,000 rounds for one man, that's many. But back where I come from, they ain't worth a penny. You got a lot of talent, but you fail to see. You paid for yours, I got mine for free.
Play in the rain and don't get wet. Walk through the desert and don't even sweat. Play in the snow and don't get cold. I'm just a cool young brother who looks kinda old. Run around the world, school on the side. If I commit a crime and get caught, I slide. I got ladies uptown and money on the floor. There's not a thing in the world that I'm asking for.
Yeah, uh-huh.
Because I got it like that.
Yeah, uh-huh.
Because I got it like that.
Cause
I got it like that.
Like how?
Like that.
Like used to be a player, couldn't be trusted. But stealing all I never got busted. A girl in every part of New York City. I thought it was funny, it used to look pretty. I had them all spread out, even one next door. I had it like that, so what you asking for? 4 to 5, you see, was my minimum. And every day, I used to go and get with them. One for every hour on the hour. One on the way while I was in the shower. Sounds kinda crazy, sounds kinda bold. But you see, Africa was the one they loved. So you see, it got to a point where they didn't care. They didn't wanna give me up, so they agreed to share. Yeah, uh-huh.
Because I got it like that.
Yeah, uh-huh.
Because I got it like that.
Ha-ha!
Cause I got it like that.
Like how?
Like that.
Woo! Sammy B, you feel you got it like that? I know you got it like that. Yo, Mike, we the Jungle Brothers, right? But we ain't the only ones that got it like that. New York City got it like that. Los Angeles got it like that. Cleveland got it like that. Let me see, who else got it like that?
Detroit?
Who?
Detroit?
Yeah, yeah, Atlanta got it like that. Philadelphia got it like that. Texas got it like that. Let me see, somebody else got it like that.
D.C.
I'm the number one key. I rap all day, way up in the trees. I was born so pretty and I talk so mean. I entertain for the king and the queen. Bibbidi buzz, bibbidi buzz, I know a better bumblebee. All over the world there never was. So if you just relax and slide on back, I'm gonna educate you with the bumblebee rap. Say whoa. Everyone knows that's me. I'm a bad buzzy buzzy. I was born a bee, not a worm in the ground, a fish in the sea. Got my own radar. Check it out, Fred. 2 antennae on the top of my head. Any time of day, I can find my way. I'm a big bad round-eyed bumblebee. Whoa, bee bee buzz, a bee buzz buzz. Say whoa. so mean. I entertain for the king and the queen. A bibbity bug, bibbity bug. I know a better bumblebee. All over the world and never was. So just sit back, kinda relax. Gonna educate you with the bumblebee rap. Rap on.
my love. I'm gonna give you every inch of my love. I'm gonna give you my love. I'm gonna give you my love. Man, please, let me do this.
That's Whole Lotta Love, original US version, Vicious Rumor Club. That's from the original selection CD, and lots of kind of really good old school rap. I'm really getting to my old school rap at the moment. Then before that was, of course, Can't Do Nothing For You Man, which I remember my friend James singing or friending a version of it. It's kind of, I remember them doing a skit on it or actually singing it, so I didn't actually know it at the time. Although I think I knew it a bit after, so it's good to have that on CD again. And then before that, Bumblebee Rap by Bumblebee Unlimited. Can you say novelty song? But it's before the Wiki 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 song. And then before that was Because I Got It Like That by Jungle Brothers. Something like a lot of these songs, like a lot of the Public Enemy songs, I will know them in a cappella form or instrumental form, but I won't necessarily always know the originals, because a lot of times I've heard them first in a bootleg or as the acapellas. So it's actually quite odd to hear the originals sometimes. In the case of a lot of things like Kellis's productions, most of those are disappointing to hear the originals, because I heard them first on bootlegs. Whereas in some cases, like the Public Enemy stuff, it's quite interesting. I love the whole, that I must say, the mastering or whatever is, you know, I know usually nowadays everyone bricks it, so it's just so distorted, like the horrible Gnarls Barkley album, which if you try and rip it to CD, the reason why it distorts to fuck is because it's just the way they master things nowadays. But the Public Enemy CDs never seem to have been remastered. Maybe Chuck D and Flav Flav don't want that, but the problem is it's such a low level, it's like it just doesn't, there's no it just can't hear things, so we might have to play with that in the post-production. So at least it doesn't sound really odd compared to the other songs who are actually older than it. That's fairly strange. And then before that was I did a kind of a dub ska sunny section, which is that was Scatterlights with Scatter Scatter, which is a cover of Patter Patter, which everyone is now going to go, Patter Patter is a South African song. The most famous version is by Angelique Kidjo. And someone else, I've forgotten the name, I should know. It's sort of a 60s song called Patter Patter. It's a really good song, and the ska version is just as funky. And then before that was from Wrong Tom, DJ Wrong Tom, Bloody England. And I was surprised, I bought his Cassettique album, but it doesn't actually include that. So I was like, okay, which is a bit sad, because I really liked that way of doing kind of like a dancehall version of New England by Billy Bragg. And I just like that whole, that sort of the way that beat works. That works very well. And then before that, you probably recognise that song, but have you heard the original? That's from the Trojan Originals, old reggae dub classic. So a lot of people know the songs, but they don't know the original tunes. And that's another case. I think that's Everything I Own is a Cult Club, I think, track. But actually, that's the original Ken Booth track that they used. So yesterday was Bastard, the second Bastard at the Macbeth in Hoxton. There was two Bastards. I didn't go to the first one, which is on Friday, which was at Egg, or EGG, I don't know where that is, but I think it's King's Cross. Apparently that went very well, and everyone was very hungover, including Cartel Mike, who was a lot worse for wear. And I had some very good conversations with Dog, who's our Essex boy, and Shiggy, Aka, Juggernaut, and Glybo, and met loads and loads of people I haven't seen for ages, including one strange point, Dazz Automatic, pushing around a toy plastic, on his toy plastic lawnmowers, which kind of was under a glitter ball, with everyone was wearing these things, which Joe Zephyr, because she managed to make that one, she made all these head things with either veils. She said she was going around saying, are you willing to commit yourself to the bastard religion, you know, the bastard faith, and just giving out veils and these plates on the heads with sort of phoenix type, eagle type things. It was very, very odd. But that is classic Bastard. But I'm sure a lot of people were like, the Hoxtonites were like, what the hell? But it was quite cool. And I really liked Ian Fondue's set. That was the best. I think it was Ian Fondue and Stinkin' Rich and Jules under the name Disco Box. and they played them very much. Last time I heard them, they were at Pirate and the Hidden, and the Pirate BDD sort of rave thing, and they were playing a lot of electro house. This time they were playing bootlegs, and I really like that set, the bootleg set they did. But Ian Fondue, yeah, he played some really blind, including some new ones, which are, I don't know whether I'll get a chance to play to you, but I hope so at some point, because he does a very, very, very good Body Rocks bootleg. It was a good night. I was talking with Essex Boy about this, but I think it's not really in the swing of it just yet. I think it's going to take time for it to get into it. I think after the first one, I was a little bit disappointed because they weren't playing very many bootlegs. Now they're playing more bootlegs. I just think it kind of needs to find its own voice and its time. And he won't do that just yet. Well worth coming. You should come on down to the next one. I probably won't be there because I'll be in Trier, because it's the second Saturday of every month. Of course, Trier is the German sort of international bastard. Is what was it, the 11th, the 13th, or 10th, the 13th? And I'll be there in Trier. So yeah, if there are any bears, actually, I don't know if any bears. It's from that area listening, but I'd like to meet up with some local German bears. I'm sure there must be in Trier. If anyone let me know if there is any bear bars or anything in Trier, I don't know if there is. Apparently it's a very beautiful town, so I'm happy to go, and I will be doing some DJing. I might do a mashup or two for it, but I'm probably just going to try and enjoy myself DJing, and probably do a mixture of the set I did at Eclectic Kettle and some bootlegs, but kind of the same sort of vibe of just kind of, you know, these are my favourites, rather than worrying too much about trying to shoehorn my stuff in. So I said before I'd been listening to as you probably guessed, the last three or four shows and the Parkade sets in Second Life, which are still going, kids, in Second Life. If you want to come down on Mondays between 2 to 4 Second Life time, or PST, Pacific Standard Time, whatever it's currently on, Pacific Summertime or whatever. That equates to 10 to 12 a.m. UK time, so 10 p.m. to 12 a.m. So come on down. All you have to do is get into Second Life, download the client, and have a reasonably fast computer, just type in Parkade and search for it, and you should find it. So I'm still doing those. I've been really getting into electro housey stuff. I'm trying not to play too much because that's not really what Radio Clash is about. It's not an electro house podcast, but I'm really digging, I mean, not every tune, but a lot of stuff on the Ed Banger Recordings 2 compilations and various other blog things I've picked up. And this is a track by Vicarious Bliss, which finishes that compilation. It's called Limousine, and it's almost a bit like a bit like I said about The Gossip, where they sound like they're trying to do, although someone told me off saying this, but I think it's true, Soul Wax or DFA mix, but they're trying to do it live. They're trying to instill that kind of dance floor idea, but in some of their tracks, but onto a rock song. And it just seems to be the case in reverse. It seems like someone's almost taken a dance song and rocked it up. We'll be right back.
got a whole lot of questions. On this damn holler board, you bitches getting some action. It's obviously a problem, but I won't restrict myself. Is it hip-hop? Is it electro? Damn, is she coming from hell? Oh, please excuse me, bitch, but I fuck all you wannabes. It's just straight internet gossip, you don't have any fizz. A lot of people read your crap, this is web pollution. I ain't complaining, bitch, over free promotion. You just call me a cunt in some other word, like drip. But after this, you'll be the one sucking a whole lot of dick. You got my popularity rating higher than ever. Thank you, your bullshit comments have worked for clever. Before I answer you, bitch, let me spit one question. You hate me so much, what's up with your obsession? I just do my thing tight, and I don't care about hype. So run back to your computer, your mom, and your crap. Last pathetic form. You think you got me in my crew, figured out? Well done. You rap analysis, fools should be a bit more clever. Get back to your dusty mixtape, your CDs and your stickers. I can't believe all these crowds coming out of your mouth. Maybe I shut my block and then you be shutting your mouth. Yes, I'm a little white girl, for this you can have a point. Been through shit in my life and I'm coming out strong. Ooh, that girl is hot, she's never touched any glock. Thank you, bitch, if you want me new. Yes, I have fucking pop. Damn. And right, tell me why you feel the need to talk so much shit on me. I think it's cause the next thing is this girl called Uffy. Got that? Hands up, my stuff, you know. Come on, now you like my shit. Get ready, I can hear yo. He's got that shit. He said, West Side, where you come on? Uffy's in this bitch. Money don't stop playing, stop bitching. I can rock this. Like a silver face, go slap in the face with the bass and start.
I sent a letter before.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
I sent a dream to you, baby. last night on the another world. I sent a dream to you, baby, last night on the another world. I sent a dream to you, baby, on the end of the world. I sent a dream to you, baby, from the end of the world.
Your face to face. Waiting for a boat to help me out.
I Had a Little Boat by Ivor Cutler. I'm not sure if I've played that version on Radio Clash. That's from the Ludo LP. Very, very good and well worth getting. Then before that was from a new LP of... it's kind of like remixes, covers of Yoko Ono, and that's Toy Boat with Anthony of Antonina Johnson's and Han Ro. And I love how it can... You've got the... Antonina Johnson's adding the ooze to the end, and it's something he does anyway in his songs. And instantly reminded me of Ivor Cutler, Had a Little Boat, which of course is a toy boat as well. It's a sort of toy boat theme. Then before that was Vangelis. I bought the Blade Runner album, and because I meant to buy it for years and years and years and years and years, and that's Blade Runner Blues. I think Blade Runner is one of my favourite films of all time. It's, you know, things like, films like Shaun of the Dead are probably very close, but Blade Runner, I've seen it in so many versions and many times, and I love all the plots, and I can tell you all kinds of anal geek stuff about what they did and what they cut and whatever. Anyway, we'll move on quickly on from that. Born to Synthesize by London Electricity. Again, those two songs kind of remind me of each other, especially as the Vangelis song is strangely at the same tempo. And then before that was From the End of the World by Electric Light Orchestra. That's from the Time album, so the concept album, which much maligned sort of 1981 sort of synth pop album, but I really like that album. It's very cheesy in places, but not all places. Then before that was Ross, Liggy Baby's Fuck Me Harder edit by Sebastian, with a big A and a big S. Again, that I heard at the gig that I'm pretty sure it was played by Disco Box people, but they said it was been Don from Pirate playing it, but it was at the sort of Pirate BDD gig at Hidden in Vauxhall. And I heard that, and what I love about that is the Woo Yeah breaks. It just kind of works really well. Then before that, Fujikato with Fucks a Small Boy. That's Princess Superstar versus Small Town Boy, Bronski Beat. Then before that was from the Ed Banger Rec 2 CD, that's Dismissed by Uffy. I've not really got into Uffy, but that sound reminds me of a lot of sort of the FU2 by Lady Sov, and that's why I like it, really. Just simple as that, really. So I did a bit of a kind of a mixing, a mashup in a kind of a GJJR style-y. Maybe someone should do that. I don't know if there is an a cappella available. That would work. Then before that was Limousine by Vicarious Bliss. Now that song, I'm not going to tell you at the moment. If you were in the parkade last time, you would have known what that song is so similar to. I won't tell you because I will be probably trying to do a mix of that, maybe. I don't know if I feel like it. So I think we're pretty much at the end, almost at the end of the Ready Clash. It's been a kind of a more of a kind of a downbeat show, strangely in places, but sort of started off very sunny. And a lot of these songs I've been listening in the sunshine today, just remind me of nice blue skies and greenery and nice trees, as you knew. But I'm now going to play a song for a few people. They probably know who they are. It's kind of an odd song, and this is the Pet Shop Boys. I think you'll get what it's about.
Don't wanna hear the news. What's going on? What's coming through? I don't wanna know. Don't wanna know. Just wanna hide away, make my escape. Just want the wild to leave me alone. Feels like I feel too much, I seen too much. For a little while I want to forget. I wanna be numb. I don't wanna feel this pain no more. Wanna lose touch. I just wanna go and lock the door. I don't wanna think, I don't wanna feel nothing. I wanna be numb. I just wanna be nothing. I wanna be numb. I don't wanna feel this pain no more. Wanna lose touch. I just wanna go and lock the door. I don't wanna think, I don't wanna feel nothing. I wanna be numb. I just wanna be I'm on the edge, about to lose my mind.
That's These Days by American Analog Set, the Amundset Keystro Mix. And I came across that recently and I didn't know about it at all. And it's one of these things that it was like, I found out it was 2001. I was like, what? What? I mean, immediately I heard it, I thought it sounded like very much like Postal Service. And then, I found out that actually it predates Postal Service. I think by a year or two. So, and then before that was the excellent Pet Shop Boys with Numb, the new radio version. So it's the end of Radio Clash. I hope you enjoyed this episode. It replaces a Bonzo Dog one I did, which will be done, but I kind of was unhappy with the kind of the amount of songs. It was way, way too long, as I suspect this one has become accidentally. But so that will happen at some point. So I hope you are well. And I have to say that if you want to find out more, you can contact the blog, which is www.mutantpop.net/radioclash. And you can email me at radioclash@mutantpop.net. And so I'm going to end on a song which I'm not sure I've played this before. I haven't checked. If not, I should have played this. This is The Beach Boys, God Only Knows, by Petra Hayden. It's you might know Petra Hayden from a Clash cover that she did that I've played on the show and ages ago. And I like what she does, the sort of very sort of acoustic sort of multi-track style she has. So I'll speak to you soon.
I may not always love you, but long as there are stars above you, you never need to doubt it. I'll make you so sure about it. God only knows what I'd be without you. If you should ever leave me, though life would still go on, believe me, the world could show nothing to me. So what good would living do me? God only knows what I'd be without you. God only knows what I'd be without.